Who's going to read for us today? Isaac, you want to read? Don't mind. Okay, so there's more to say about Harsha, but we've done certainly enough to see the patterns and the major sheet. As I say, a lot would be benefited, much would be benefited from doing the tour and the poskim and the Shulchan Aruch and so on. But let's move on to the next issue. Okay, so let's just go through the Shulchan Vatarya quickly, just to point out a couple of things. Isaac, go ahead. So where were we? Tanrabanan, right?
Tanrabanan. Minayin sheina katu daver el b'tviat mamon. So yes, rover, nemer kan oim, nemer lahalan oim. Ma lahala eno medaber el b'tviat mamon. Afkan eno medaber el b'tviat mamon.
Yeah. So even before we get anywhere further, the very fact that we need such a limud is significant to our bigger topic. How so? Would you say, Isaac? First of all, the relationship certainly between Pikadon and Eidos, this is going to be important for that. But even before we get to that, the Gemara needs a limud that Shvus Eidos will apply only to Tvias Mamon and not to other Tvios. I mean, well, how could it be otherwise, is what I'm asking. Right? How could it be otherwise? It could only be otherwise, right, if you took a hafla, you know, perspective. Now, it's the need for a limud to teach you that Shvus Eidos is limited to a tviya of dine mamonis, right, itself points to the Gemara's, you know, wondering whether Shvus Eidos is a hafla halacha connected technically with kvishas Eidos, with the added assumption that non-mamonos would also be considered a chalos Eidos or kvishas Eidos, right? But it definitely would ensconce this din more in the world of bitui, right? And we know the halacha that it isn't so, and that you do require tvias mamon, right? But the havamina certainly points in the other direction. And the only question is, la halacha, that we do require tvias mamon, is that just a fine-tuning, you know, it's a specialized hafla and bitui? Now, the havamina wasn't wrong, namely that really this belongs in the world of shvuas bitui, like the rimigash and so on and so forth, and that even if technically you require tvias mamon, maybe it could be cases where the tvias mamon is a little bit, you know, sketchy, a little bit, you know, less than, you know, absolute, like we've seen in some Rambans, as opposed to some Rajbas, right? So things where, you know, it's you know, looks like Tfiras Dvarim Bialma, even though the topic matter is Tfias Mamon. So this, the Habamina is important, and it opens us up to the Maskana kind of echoing a little bit that Havamim. Maybe you need Tvias Mamon, but you don't need Hefsin Mamon. Maybe you need Kvisha Seidos, but not Hefsin Mamon. Or maybe, you know, even what you need is only to define it as a Haflos Eidos, but not because the Mechayiv is a Hefsos. So that's one of the things we have to look at. That's question number one in the Shulchan Vatarya. And the second one is what you pointed out before, which is the Shuas HaPikadon connection, right? So, the Shuas HaPikadon connection is particularly important since we have, you know, this other kind of subplot, you know, going on, and that is, you know, what really is this relation? We know it's very, very, you know, you can't talk about Shuas Eidos without Shuas HaPikadon, and yet, you know, the relationships are very, you know, very subtle in certain things, and even the question of, you know, are they both, you know, going to be always dealt with in the same way, both haflos or both choshen mishpats, or is that gufa going to distinguish them in some way? And if so, in which direction? Well, we've already seen, you know, the Rajba and the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah, by the way, I think I mentioned this, is convinced that the Rambam answered the Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, you know, Krovin bin Shoseim question the same way that the Rajba did, which reinforces again and again. And then Tuesday, you know, we had another discussion about, you know, the treatment of Harsha in Pikadon maybe based on another Lechem Mishnah, right, that it's a din in, you know, the Eidos Lifnei Baldavar, whereas in you know, Hilchos Shvuas Eidos, you know, it's about, he underplays the Harsha part, but it's about Mipia Toveya. So this other issue of the relationship between them is consequential for the question of, does the din of Tvias Mamon in Eidos come from Pikadon, Lahalacha, or not? again, if it whether it does, obviously the, you know, again, you could say it does, but that's a part of simply Xeris HaKasuv. But in the end of the day, there are still differences. Certainly, if it doesn't, then it you know, is even a stronger indication that there might be important mechayvim differences between Eidos and Pikad. Okay, so those are things to have in mind as we read the Shaklo V'Tarya. Some of the factors that the Gemara is going to bring up are also things to have in mind, right? Okay, let's continue, Isaac. Go ahead. So what do we learn out from? The Gemara originally says we're learning out from Pikad, right?
Okay.
And by here, there's an interesting ptosis, two interesting ptosis, just very quickly. Again, we may talk more about them later, but just the little ones here. We have these two big ones about Harsha. You know, we have to do the little ones too. Right? What are the little ones?
Yeah.
So what do you think of that? What is that din, and what do you think about it? Especially in light of what we're discussing.
So we're kind of trying to
What is that din of? We'll talk more about it when we talk more extensively about Shuvos HaPikadon, whether there really is a requirement of Yichud Kli, what is the Rambam Shita in that. But the Gemara in Hazav does seem to say if there's a din. What does Yichud Kli mean?
Designate.
I mean, it's not enough that there be some sort of a vague Kfira, right? The Shvua and the discussion, the accusation and the response need to revolve around a yichud kli, something very specific, correct? And that's the question: can you have yichud kli? How do you have milva? You know, if you need yichud kli, right? So okay. So Tosis is saying, well, if you learn the requirement of tvias mamon in Shvuos Eidos from Shvuos HaPikadon, then shouldn't you require a yichud kli? What do you think about? And he doesn't answer it, does he?
No.
Right. And then later on, they'll bring it up again, you know, a couple of times. They're very into this question. What do you think should be the answer to this question?
Okay.
Do you think it's a good question? I mean, Tosas asks it's a good question, so we'll see. But is it? Yeah. Okay, that's a good. You know, it is something like that, 100%. That's a very good reference. But let's then go back to our discussion about dun mino biokaviatra. Right? Namely, is that something that you say arbitrarily across the board? Or do you have to also have, you know, certainly want to take into consideration, right, what it is that you're trying to mino and what it is that you're trying to atra? Right? And that's one of the things that we tried to explain was it's the old immigrant, you know, melting pot, you know, issue. So what we were trying to show with, you know, the Mesoros HaShas and the Rambam and the Tosfos Yontif and all those things was that while it seems like, and some Rishonim treat it like, and some Achronim treat it like, it's just a kind of a Xeris HaKasuv Limud, Duminominov, the Yukubatra. You take it, you know, lock, stock, and barrel, or not. It's a Limudim issue. And certainly partially is, 100%. But in addition to that, what we're trying to show is that there is, you know, certainly according to the Rambam and others, and logically, you know, you would want to wonder, you know, about the details, right? You know, how, like, again, in the previous topic, you know, how much is Bezdin playing a role in Shvuos HaEidos, right? As opposed to Shvuos HaPikadon, you know, things of that sort. So things that are particularly unique or singular or applicable, you know, or resonant, you know, to a particular application, right? But or particularly not, you know, to a different one, might be exceptions to domino, but you could be atra. So you're totally right in what you are. If the mentality behind Tosis' question is certainly exactly that. Dunmina, you know, v'uki biatra, or dunmino, exactly. You know, if we're learning from Shvuos HaPikadon, so let's apply the dinim of Shvuos HaPikadon. And that certainly is the mentality. But having said that, if we need an answer to this question, you know, so let's invoke, you know, what we were saying about those exceptions, about what should be exceptions. Is there something about Yichud Kli that is particularly reasonable as a requirement for Shuasa Pikadon and less so for Shuasa Edos? What do you think? Ben, what do you think? No? Michael? Yeah, you're trying to do gzela, and you're trying to do number one, you're trying to do gzela in one case of some sort, right? And you're trying to do gzela through dibur, right? Through a shvua, like it's a specialized form of gzela. And the question is, how do you do that, or what is the threshold for that to be done? If we were talking about, let's say it this way, if Shuas HaPikadon, what's significant about it was it's not Gzela, or the Gzela part of it isn't what is Koveya Legabe Shuas HaPikadon, let's say it's the Shvua, the Hafla, and the point is that, you know, for specialized Haflaos, let's say you require, you see from Shuas HaPikadon that you require Yichud Kli. So you might say something like that, you know, in Shuas HaEdos, I guess. But Bepashtus, the requirement of Yichud Kli, exactly what Michael just said, is a requirement in the Gzela aspect of Shuas HaPikadon. And maybe even more so, you know, despite the fact, or Dafka because of the fact, we'll talk about that when we get to it more, that it's being done B'derech Dibur. Right? What do I mean, despite the fact or because of the fact? Despite the fact, because, of course, if you actually, you know, do classical gzela by yigzal asachanis miyana mitzri, you know, you actually do a maisa gzela, maisa hotzom rishus habaylim, so there's always something specific that you're taking, right? The point is that the context of gzela in shus habikadon is behetera asaliyade, and there is no physical, it's keeping the object and changing, you know, it's throwing away your shomer hat, so that it's no longer called Hechad Yisa Breshusa Dabare Yisa, right? So that's how this becomes Gzela. It's you know, it's keeping it, right? And it's switching, you know, the embassy, you take off the embassy, you know, insignia, you know, now it's in your house. So, yeah, and when it comes to, you know, Kfira, Akhasha, and Akhasha Vishvua in particular, so that's the despite the fact. And the because of the fact, you know, may be because, again, in order to turn a shvua, the shvua part of it in particular, not just the hakasha, for the shvua to be an added dimension, let's say, beyond the hakasha, so maybe it needs to be dafka more specific, right? So then it needs to focus on a particular kli, like almost like an overcompensation. You know, how does that become more gzela or an added dimension of gzela? The answer is at least because the shvua, the dibur, the sheker is revolving around something specific. But what does Yichud Kli really have to do with Shuas HaEdos, you might say? If it isn't a din, you know, in Hafla or something, you know, so why do you need Yichud Kli for Shuas HaEdos? I mean, the Edim are being asked to testify, right, so that the Toveya can win his case. Right, but the Edom themselves, and maybe there certainly is a Tvias Mamon / Hefsid Mamon, you know, component here, because, you know, that in terms of this being consequential Edos, or maybe the Mechayev itself, you know, even being, you know, Hefsid Mamon, but, you know, the Hefsid Mamon is in their not coming forward, and therefore him not being able to win his case. It's not about something that is happening or focusing on a particular heftza, necessarily. Yeah.
How can you then practically
I mentioned that. So we'll get to that when we get to Shuas. But that's not a problem for now. That's a question in, can you have Shuas HaPikadon in Milva if La'otzon itna, how do you have the Yichud Kli? Or let's say you are Miyachet a Kli for what it'll be. Why should that work? Should it not work? So we'll leave that, but that's not relevant. That's not particular to what we're asking right now. But Tosa is saying, you need Yichud Kli for Shuas HaPikadon. And therefore you should need Yichud Kli for Shuas HaEdos. That's what we're addressing. You're asking, how do you ever get Yichud Kli if you're going to apply any of these dinim to milva, right? That's a good question. So we'll get back to that. You know, whether you can, you can't. Hold me to it. We'll get to that. We'll talk more about yichud kli. But I don't want to spend right now so much time talking about yichud kli. I'm just trying to show that this shakla v'tarya and the mino, you know, the uki biatra here. This is another good example of it. Just because we learn, you know, from a particular source, we still have to figure out one of the things about that source that are singular to that particular source case, or particularly inappropriate or inapplicable, you know, to the to what it is that we're deriving case. And the fact that, you know, yichud kli, I think a certain perspective qualifies for that. Yeah.
And the Rashi in Bava Metzia, by yichud kli, groups the din of yichud kli by pikadon with gzeilah v'aveda.
Yeah. Which again would seem to you have a line there? Yeah. In Azar.
Yeah. Sheikhid Lok Bilashko, the Ilo, Loma Chai Bakir Svar Sahir, Karban Shua, the Lomiyachid Le Biabe Navshik, Bikadom Gazab Aveda.
Yeah. So again, that seems like it's a special din in again, despite the fact or because of the fact that you're using Dibur and Sheker and Shua in order to trigger this particular gazela, but still it has to conform, you know, to these dinim. But what does that got to do with Shua Saidas? Okay. Either way, that's one. The other one's interesting little tosis. Oin sota yochicho. Go ahead.
Oin sota yochicho. Di karlo ati lachilek tubata ela lashkota.
Yeah. So that's of course interesting because earlier, meaning on Lamed two dafim daf earlier, right? On Lamed beis lamed beis, right? The Gemara gave the example of eid echad b'misas habal and eid echad b'sota. The Gemara said there's a carbon shuas eidus. And the reason in both cases is because of the application to ksuva. Correct? So that means that the, you know, the din of Shuas Eidos, you know, for the din of Shuas Eidos purposes, we consider Eidos Sota, you know, to be as mamon. So the Gemara says that, you know, Oin Besota is doesn't require mamon. Right, and the focus on the coin and so on, like what's that really all about? Right. Just as, for example, again, you know, 2 days ago we were talking about the line in the Ritva where the Ritva said, you know, Ksuva is only drabanan according to some Rishonim, and yet the Gemara thought it was, you know, they're going back to that point that those two cases revolve around the Ksuva. So Tosis is really asking that question, but the answer is that the Ikar is not Eidos Mamon. So if you're going to, if that's the makar for figuring out whether you need tvias for the shuas ha'edus part of it, you know, the tvias mamon would be enough. But the idea that these kind of shuas require tvias mamon, you wouldn't learn that from sota. That's like a peripheral thing in sota. Yeah.
Yeah, and also in sota, I think that a woman's allowed to sell her tshuva to somebody else. So you could, I think, you could have a case of sota where not actually being mafsid or ksuba.
Well, they can have that case, but if you had that case, it wouldn't be shuas eidos either, but 100%. Right. Okay. Yeah, no, 100%. You're right. Good. Let's continue. And we'll talk a little more about these when we get a chance, but mostly want to move a little more quickly. Go ahead. Yeah. So this limud, what's important about this limud is that it's not the previous limud. Meaning, the previous limud is saying that the tvias mamon of shuas eidos comes from shuas pikadon. And again, that doesn't prove that they're the same. You know, again, just like it, you know, the Bali Tosas were saying, you know, well, once you apply it, you know, in a lock, stock, and barrel way, you know, because it's a limud, and they're kind of ignoring the distinctions. You could say, okay, that whole perspective is just, you know, about getting the consequence, knowing the law and not necessarily being impressed where it came from, right? On the other hand, if we do want to answer these questions like we just did, and we do want to assume that the limud or that the makar, right, reflects something about the kasher, so we're now liberated from that or unshackled from it in the second day of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, no, it's an internal din in Shuas Ha'edos. Moreover, if it's an internal din in Shuas Ha'edos, you know, it sounds more like it isn't just a technicality, you know, like Gzeres HaKasuv, or a limit on the. Maybe it's something more definitional, you know, from within, right? In other words, this is the struggle itself about what Shavuos Eidos is. Shavuos Eidos is, you know, a kind of bitui with certain characteristics or you know, connections to Shavua, to Eidos, or it really is about, you know, Chalos Eidos and Hefsid Mamon and so on. Okay, keep going. Yeah, so what do you make of Ri'ya Belo Yediyah? Mana Manisi Lecha Bifnei Ploni Aploni. Right? And the guy says, Yavo, Ploni Aploni, via Idu. So what is Ri'ya Belo Yediyah? What makes it different? Why is it Belo Yediyah? So this we'll have to get back to, but what makes it slow? I mean, they don't know. The Anim don't know what they saw, basically. They saw a transfer of money. They don't know the details. So they don't know. He's paying back a loan. He was taking out a loan. It was a gift, right? They don't know anything, basically. So how does this even work? And it raises an important question. What important question? Yoni? Say again? I'm not so sure about that. I wouldn't say it exactly. Maybe you mean that, what it is, but I'm not sure if that covers it exactly. What's the problem here? Why would you be chayav? Look at the case. Obviously, the Edom in and of themselves are inadequate, right? Because if Edom see something, but they don't know what they've seen, then we're not talking about Tznasket Rababa here. Right? It's not in chadfi v'didi chadfi, right? So they saw an exchange, right? And they have no clue. They're clueless what it was. Okay. So why would this even work? Why does it work, Ilan? If you had to pick one word, or two words. Eidi mamonos. What? Eidi mamonos. What do you mean? Is this Eidos, typical Eidos mamonos or not? Are you? Huxa Kafran. Right. Those are the two words. What would the one word have been?
Hischaivus.
What?
Hischaivus.
Very good. Right. In other words, it's really what happened here was, right, Mana Mani Silvchab Bifnei Ploni Ploni. The Mana Mani Silvchab Bifnei Ploni Ploni. And the guy says, really? Right, Yabo Ploni Ploni Veidu. Meaning, let them come and testify. Meaning, he's committing that if they come and testify, even though the token of their testimony is insufficient or inadequate, right, that he will pay. Like, bring them. Right? So, what is that? If that's his chaybus or huksa kafran, so what's the chiddush? What am I trying to get at? Yoni. And therefore, okay, good, it's huksa kafran. We labeled it. It's his chaybus. We labeled it. And therefore, what? That's mechudash for some reason. Why is that mechudash? Or at least it requires a discussion. Why?
Because it's not so obvious that it's good enough.
What?
Maybe it's not obvious that, like, that in this case without the idea, it's good enough to actually do the title.
Well, I mean, his chayvus works. There doesn't seem to be any question. No one seems to be disputing that in this case, if the guy says, bring the Edom, I'll pay you the money, that it works. I'm only disputing, and the Gemara doesn't have any problem here at all. I'm just, you know. Eitan?
It's not the Edus.
Exactly. The problem is, from a Korban Shavuos HaEidos, in other words, as a Din Torah, this is not controversial, but as a Korban Shavuos HaEidos, you know, it's certainly not obvious. Because the question is, we're going to table this for now, we'll come back to it. Some of the Rishonim discuss this. The question is, you know, what happens when befoal, your silence, right, is a consequential in terms of hefsid mamon, right, but not necessarily, and you are a gavra eid, or gavra eidim, let's say, you're kosher leidos, let's say, but let's say your function here isn't as gavra eidim or hefsid shel eidos, like we keep talking about these subtle distinctions, right? We're talking about Eid Echad, we're talking about Eid Echad b'Misa, you know, and Besota, we're talking about Kiblu Alai, you know, all sorts of cases and issues, right? I mean, the classic Korban Shavuos Eidos is two Eidim, Ksheirim, who will be affected, b'toras kat, right? And our mafsid mamon, and that's it. That's the classic case. And everything but the classic case is part of the legal, you know, laboratory that we're studying, you know, which is to try to figure out, you know, what really is the mechayiv. That's what we're trying, that's the analysis that we're trying to undertake, right? We're trying to isolate factors. Where's their shame aid, you know, and chefza shel edus without chefza mamon? Where's their chefza mamon with chefza shel edus, without chefza shel edus and shame aid? Here we have shame aid. I mean, they're ksherim le'edus. Coming forward will win the day, right? But the question is it betoras edus or is it midin huksa kafrin and eschaibus? So there's a double question here, as there is in numerous of the other, just like there was in Kiblolai, just as there is in some of the other cases. And that is, right, to what extent is huksa kafrin or eschaibus like this, you know, turn into edus? Meaning by his having said that, so he sets up a kind of a mechanism where, you know, the Edom just coming and, you know, it's true that, you know, one way to look at this is, we are strict about the standards of Korban Shavuos HaEdus. And we need not only a gavri that are ru'uyim lios Edim, but we need them to be, to have a shame aid and even to be Edus and a kat in this particular case. And the chiddush then is that when you have this kind of eschaivus or huksa kafran situation, that redefines, it lowers the threshold, you know, of what constitutes edus. But it isn't pure eschaivus, right? It becomes, you know, just as parallel to kind of, but not, it just does not help Hatalia. Parallel to kind of what we're saying about Kiblu Alai, right? Except Kiblu Alai is hechshra gavra. And this is kind of, you know, setting up a scenario where, you know, the what normally would be non-edus or insufficient edus, might also be part of the question, mana manisi, mana manisa, bifnei ploni, right? Ends up being, well, if you say, you know, bring it on, you know, soldier or whatever it is you say, you know, bring your edim and I'll pay you, right? So have you just now said that, you know, that the mana manisi is the equivalent, if there's mana manisi, then that's the equivalent to, you know, to edus on a chiv. Can eschaivus do that, and does eschaivus mean that in this particular case? It's parallel to the Kiblu Alai question, but it could be better, it could be worse, it could be different, right? You're not being makshir psulim, and it's not a din, and the gavri are totally whatever, but this normally isn't considered edus. So that's one way to look at what's going on here. And in general, huksa kafran and this idea of, you know, when you set up a scenario, you kind of change the rules and you set up a kind of scenario. I'll have it again later on, you know, on, we'll see in a minute, in a couple of minutes, it's a similar case on Lamed Hei Omed Aleph. When you have these, you know, kind of scenarios, it redefines what constitutes, you know, Haggadah or how the Haggadah is treated. Or is this just another example, right, but a very important one, where there's Korban Shavuos HaEdus because it's befoal hefsed mamon, even though it's not betoras chefza shel edus? Maybe it's different from some of the others because there are people who are ru'uyim l'hayin, right? And maybe it's an inadequate edus, even though maybe there is some sort of shame edus, you know, at that. So maybe that's another fact. But at least we need to look at how the Rishonim discuss this question. Yeah.
I was going to say, so like for the Hosa Kafran model, which is the Rimi Gash presents, so there you need much less from the Nitva, because for him, there's no, like, he needs to make a Tanai, like you Kaibu. For him, that's just sufficient for him to deny he got any, got a loan.
Right.
So that's enough. Because
that objectively says, well, you're being totally, you're saying, Kola Omer Lola Visi, right? Ki ilo amar lo paraiti. So again, that, what is that? Is that like a skybus? Or is that saying, you know, kol amar lo lavisi, so al pidin lo lavisi, you know, means im lavisa parata, lo parata. Right. Whereas here, it's a little bit, it doesn't prove anything. It's kind of he. That's why I'm comparing it a little more to, I guess, kiblu alai, an implicit kiblu alai, than, than kolom ala levisi kolom ala paraiti. But in Achanan, the questions are the same. That's what I'm trying to show.
The issue here in the Yigash is it doesn't preclude the possibility that it was a matana.
Correct. So again, I'm going to get back to the Rishonim and I want to do Umda referred, but at least in the Shaka Vataria, this is a very important thing to raise. Yeah, good. Let's continue. Isaac, go ahead.
Ideal below Re'iyah, Kate son. Manaho Jita, leave a fame, Plony of Plony. Yabo, Plony of Plony, Re'idu, Zoe, Idea below Re'iyah.
Okay, so Idea below Re'iyah, when it's Oda, that's Mechudash or not?
They didn't actually see the Maisa itself.
They didn't see the Maisa itself, but there are two Edim who are made on a Hodas Baldin. And Hodas Baldin is Mechayev. So that is Edus. That isn't the same as Mana Manisi, where the quality of the Edus is incomplete to be Mechayev, except for the fact that he set it up. Here it's Edim on a Hodah, right? But we'll have the other Yediyah Beloriyah in a couple of minutes, which is a much more Mechudash one. Namely, which one, Isaac? Not where you have two Edim who are Edim on a Hodah, but
Edim seeing the person who killed.
Yeah, Edus Umdana, where they didn't see the event, they didn't hear the confession, right? That's what you have here, right? But what they saw was something which makes likely that they know what took place. Right, so we'll get to that in just, that's the main thing that we want to talk about. So let's just go a little further. Again, we'll pick up with some of these other things when we get a chance, but keep going.
Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chayiv Kan, Chayiv Pigadon. Mal, Anayinu Medaber El Tviat Mamon, Apkan, Anayinu Medaber El Tviat Mamon.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's not a limud, right, but more of a comparison. So this, even more than the limud one, implies a little bit that there's just a natural affinity between Shuas Eis and Shuas Apikadon. Right. Natural enough to say that they're the same Mechayev, or just that they have to have the same ingredients, even if the balance between them is different. Not as clear. Okay, the Ode Kavachomer. Here's where it gets a little tricky. Go ahead. Yeah. So again, some of the same ha'aros that we made before, let's say in Tosis about Yichud Kli, which is why you can't blame the Bali Tosis, you could raise here. In other words, is it really a Kula in a Chumra? Shuas HaBikadon, but in the opposite direction. What we were saying before was the requirement of Yichud Kli is something unique to Shuas HaBikadon and to the Gezel of Shuas HaBikadon. It's just irrelevant to Shuas HaEdus. So too, when we're talking about the relationship between Shuas HaEdus and Shuas HaBikadon, is it really a Kal V'Chomer to say that Nashim are Kandashim and Rechokim are Kekrovim, and that even Bifnei Bezdin, you're Chayiv multiple times? No, that's just because the case of Shuas HaEdus happens to be a case of Edus. So you need a Shem Eid, and there's Kivin Shigit Shuvin Chozer Magid, and so on. So again, the more that the Gemara is, at this point, let's say, sensitive to the idea that Shuas HaPikadon has, its, inner Mechayivim, and Shuas HaEdus has its inner Mechayivim, as opposed to being, these are all bituis, of one sort, or another, and they're just like more specialized bituis. And even then, it's just very difficult to gloss over and to see this is really a Kal V'Chomer. Okay, let's continue. So again, the both of these, this is a little bit of Chazara, I guess, but right? Mushba kenishba, this is where the Babli actually uses the expression. We saw it was very prominent in the Yerushalmi, right? That the Ramban liked it very much in Mochamos and Kafei Amud Beis. This is where the Babli uses the expression of mushba, kenishba. So, on the mushba kenishba side of it, right, the question is, again, if you think that the Mechayev of Shuas HaEdus and Shuas HaPikadon is the hafla, the shvua itself, right? Then mujba, you know, kenishba, you know, is something you could throw into a kal v'chomer. And the phrase, frankly, of mujba kenishba makes a great deal, you know, of sense. Because what we're saying is that we're more expansive, we're more liberal in being magdir, what constitutes a shvua, legabe, you know, the hafla. On the other hand, if you want to avoid the same reason you might want to avoid this bitui as a description, it is a technically correct description, namely, you know, mujba's kenishba. But if you think that it's conceptually inaccurate, because, let's say, for the Rajba and Bava Kama, right, where, you know, and numerous other indications that we've already seen, right, that mipi acherim is really not a hafla, right? It's about the mechayiv of kedushas eidos, right? And therefore you can lighten up on the hafla part, right? Even though that is compromised, because that isn't the ikar hamechayiv. Okay, so So malah pikadon shekein lo asa bon mujba kenishba umezik kashogeg tomer beedah shekein asa mujba kenishba umezik kashogeg. Is that more of a reason, or less of a reason, let's say, to require tvias mamo? Right? Now, if you look at it in terms of kulas and chumras alone, then the shaklavatari of the Gemara is perfect. But if the point is, you know, whether we're trying to figure out whether tvias mamon is more or less required in shvuas ha'edos than in shvuas ha'pikadon, there should be an inverse relationship. What you should say is that shvuas ha'pikadon, you require maybe the real hafla because the mechayiv is, you know, the shvuas sheker. And in shvuas ha'edos, it's about kvishas, edos, and the impact that has. That would be more of a reason to be mechayev only b'tvias mamon, right? In other words, again, pure kul of chumras, irrespective of what they all mean, the shakavatari of the Gemara is fine. That's all I'm pointing out. But in terms of the, you know, specific mechayevim of mujba, but again, so it's interesting that the Gemara used it, mujba kenishba, right? They didn't say, because I think the Rajba would not like the formulation of mujba kenishba. Because it isn't really mujba kenishba. It's that even though it's not kenishba, right, mipi acherim is the classic case because it invokes the chiyuv agada. So I don't think it's a coincidence that this is where the Bavel uses that expression and that it uses it in a way, you know, that puts everything on the hafla side of things. Okay, that's what I want to point out. As for mezid kishogeg, I'll just say ayein, our previous discussion of Chafemid Beis, and also the end of the Masechta, namely, and the Rambam, and the Rinigash, and the other Rishonim, namely, is and the Tosefta, right? Where's Abi here? Right? Tosefta? Right? And the Tosefta, whether Mujba Kenishba is really a Kula or a Chumra, right? Not such a simple matter. That's what we talked about, you know, earlier. You know, and that's a gun chapeyam at base. So again, mezid kishogeg, right? Could go either way. Okay, keep going. Okay,
let's
go. Keep going.
Oh,
So again, the effort to learn things from Shua's bitui, of course, is really significant, right? That's of course emphasizing the Shua's sheker part. Okay, keep going. Okay. So again, is this all about the amount, the quantity, the better limud, irrespective of everything that's going on, or this is kind of what the struggle of the Gemara? Of course, you have this interesting tosis also But maybe we'll leave that for Monday to talk this about very quickly, because I want to get to at least to frame the question of Yidiyah Blo Ri'iyah. Mujba Kanishba Mezik Ashogeg, right? We'll talk a little bit about this Tosas on Lamed Aleph and Aleph. We still have to talk about the way Rishonim answered the Mana Manisi, and also this other Tosas. Okay, let's continue, because I want to get in the bigger topic first, and then I'll kind of clean up some of the smaller issues. Okay, Rabbi Kiva.
Rabbi Kiva omer vayak yesh al nachat meila yesh al shu chayav yesh al shu patur. Haketzad tamu mamon chayav tamu davar acher patur.
Yeah.
Ipochana, Rabbi Kiva.
What's the ipochana? Why don't you say the opposite?
Right.
That what?
That davar acher should be chayav in.
Yeah. So again, that makes no sense if shuas aedos is about mamon and it's about kvisha aedos, etc. You could say also, because it's still a shame aid and so on and so forth, but to say only, right, you say, oh, because this has to be a pure hafla issue, it shouldn't be confused by hefsed mamon. So this all points, again, in the direction that this is a pure shmua. But again, remember that, you know, you could say, oh, wow, so we've spent so much time, we've established so clearly that there's this other factor, and all this whole shock of attire. But remember, this whole shock of attire is zeroing in on the central question. Namely, is it true or not that you need Tvias Mamon for Shuas Eidos? So everything hangs in a certain way on this question. Once you get past this question, I mean, everybody paskins that you need Tvias Mamon, the halacha. Just how do you know it? How do you know it? So when you're being a skeptic and you're devil's advocate, maybe it's not true, right? So that contrarian view is the other view. It's the view that this is all pure. It's in Masachat Shavuos. You know, it's all about Bitui and Shav and so on and so forth. So it's all about hafla. I'm hate to say that it's, you know, that this has anything to do with Choshen Mishpat at all. Right. Once you resolve this and you come to the conclusion, then, you know, we're in a different place already. Maybe. Right? But we shouldn't be surprised that when they're testing out the most, you know, obvious or basic issue, namely, can you have these things without Tvias Mamon, that they'll, you know, that they'll consider this to be a pure Bitui Halacha. Right? Okay, let's continue.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about that also when we wrap things up, but okay, let's continue.
Rabbi Yochanan tamar hata mashpia edei karka afilu Rabbi Elazar peturin. Hacha mai ika bein Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Akiva ik benayu edei knas.
Yeah, okay. Wait. Before we get to our business, so and that we of course just to remind everybody that was the Ramban and the Sugin Suvas and everything we discussed about Eidei Knas. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yosef Glili. Yeah. Right, pretty graphic. Like once you bump into Shimon ben Shetach case, you can never forget it. Right, it stays with you every crime scene that you revisit. You know. Yeah. Okay. yeah.
Amarti lo, Rasha, mi aragol haze, o ani o ata.
Yeah.
Apama haze, she'in damcha masur biyadi, shri amra Torah, api shnayim edim, osho shayidim yumat amet.
Right? Yikov adinu sahar, you know. Even if you're like, you know, a law and order man. Yeah, go ahead.
Ela, makom yiparam imcha. Amru, lo zazum yishama, shnashkan achash, umit.
Yeah. So this is a remarkable case, right? And again, just like, you know, I mentioned that, you know, the Rambam thought Naskid Rababa was like a, you know, board, you know, was like Brown versus Board of Education. It was like a landmark case that he keeps quoting, you know, and all over the place. So Shin Ben Shetach is also like just one of those things, like, you know, Shin Ben Shetach. Like, you know, you just have to mention the people, you know, the person, everybody knows. Umdana. Okay, keep going.
No, if you don't say my eat later, be after.
Okay, Okay. Shema Amina.
Amina.
Okay. So, what is this din of so here the Gemara, this just to point out the problem first that the Bali Tosis deal with. What's the problem of the Bali Tosis? Isaac, you saw? What comes out of this sugya?
Sounds like Rav Acha holds by...
Excellent. Against Shim ben Shetach. Right. So it sounds from this Gemara like there's a debate whether Eidos Umdana, we'll call it, or Eidos Yedia below Re'ia, or this is a different Yedia below Re'ia than before, as we said. Right? Yedia below Re'ia before was Eidos Ana Hoda. That's Eidos Ana Chiyu. Right? Because Hoda's Padin is Kameidim Dami, or Eskaibus works, and so on. Here we're talking about something else, right? We're talking about he didn't see the event, the Mechayiv, right? But he knows it took place. He pretty much knows it took place. So according to the sugya here, it sounds like Rav Acha, who says, what is Rav Acha's case? Gamla Ocher Bina Gamalim, what is that? A Niske Mamon case. Meaning, so, a Niske Mamon case, where, you know, again, no one witnessed the actual deed, right? But the circumstantial evidence is overwhelming, but what it is it took place, that we saw before, we saw after, there is not much, you know, compelling other scenario to kind of reconstruct. So we pretty much know what happened here without seeing it. Correct? That's in Dini Mamonis. And Shimon Shetach case is, of course, a Dini Nefashos example of that. So Pashtus of this Gemara is that Rav Acha thinks that Eidos Umdana, Eidos Yedia, Belaria applies Bein B'Mamonis, Bein B'Nefashos. Correct? Yeah. And what's what about the Gemara in Sanhedrin? What's the background of the Gemara in Sanhedrin? I'm going to have to stop in a minute.
Ketzim Ayman
Sa'edim. Excellent. Ketzim Ayman Sa'edim. Maybe you didn't really see the event. Maybe you only have Yedia below Riyah. You maybe saw it was Be'omed Adas. That's what the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, right? You have it there, Lemon Zion? Quotes Hashem Ben Shetach. We'll have to stop in a minute. So we'll pick up on this on Monday. What do we say at 11, right? Or this part at 11:30, I guess. But what does the Gemara say? What's the upshot of the Gemara there?
That's like Dine Mamana wouldn't be good through.
We're mechalik between Dine Mamanas and Dine Nefashos. Okay. So which one do you think is more compelling? So it seems like a stira between two Gemaras about how they understand the relationship between Dine Mamanas and Dine Nefashos when it comes to Eidos Umdana. Do you understand the distinction between Mamanas and Nefashos and Eidos Umdana or not? What do you think?
We're
you can't be wrong because it's two Gemaras.
We're generally much more stringent by the Nefashos,
right. 100%. Yeah. So the question is, why would we distinguish between Mamanas and Nefashos? And the thing to think about is it a quantitative or a qualitative issue? Meaning, there's always some likelihood if you haven't seen something 100%, you know, so that is it that small percentage, you know, that we're going to take the leap and the risk when it comes to Mamon but not Nefashos? There's ample evidence for that kind of an approach, clearly, right? Or is it something different here? Namely, is it something that is about the quality of Eidos that is required? Let's assume for the moment that we're all, you know, convinced sufficiently that, you know, that this took place, right? But maybe the question is whether or not there's a requirement of Re'iyah in Eidos Dafka, or how you define Re'iyah in Eidos. Those are three things to think about. One is the level of Yedia, we'll call it, meaning, you know, how much certainty is there, or how much, better to say, way to say it, how much doubt, you know, is acceptable, you know, when it comes to Din Torah, Ayde Eidos. The other is, do you need even if there is Yediyah Mukhletet or Gemura, is there a requirement of Re'iyah? That's a second question. And that's a 1A and a 1B. If there is a requirement of Re'iyah, how do you define Re'iyah? This is the secret. Meaning, I'll tell you the secret. In defining Re'iyah, is it possible that certain things, certain events can be looked at as a process? And therefore, if you see part of the process, that's called Alpidin Re'iyah. That's what I think, for some, is what's happening. Okay? So, how much Yediyah What's the status of re'iyah? Do you need re'iyah? And how are you magdir re'iyah in mamonos and nefashos? So that's what we're going to discuss. Of course, the Rambam, who integrates edus umdana and edus miyuchedes, which the Ramban thinks was an unjustified leap, is part of the story in a very big way. Okay, so we'll pick up with this on...